Sometimes I'm stubborn, I'll admit it. If you think I'm gonna change, you might as well forget it right now. I work a different job for each mile I feed, and a two-time mother ain't what I need. But I gotta thank you most of all for carrying my seat. But I've done some demolition, and in a world gone wrong, the death of country music rattles around the planet. We light the flame and fan it deep into the night. Where the city casts its shadow, you leave the straight and narrow. Tomorrow and forever seems so far away. Where the dance floor's overcrowded and the music's getting louder, people do some breathing while they're cheating death. Marco Dante. Tonight the West is sleeping, the desert will be creeping. Inch by inch across the continent, and the bones of country music lay there in their casket beneath the towers of Nashville in a black pool of neglect. So we cast our nets in the water, drag the pool and caught them, grind them up and snort them deep into the night. I spill some blood on the ashes of the bones of the Jones and the Cashes. Skulls in false eyelashes, the ghost riders in the sky. Dino!
From Cowboy in Flames, that's the Waco Brothers wrapping up that set of music with The Death of Country Music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And speaking of death and country music, or let me say alt country music, we recently just lost Dallas Good of the Sadies. Dallas and Travis, the core of the Sadies, only 48 years old, so I wanted to play some Sadies in there. And I did. Trying to remember what I played. Oh yeah, 1 million songs. I played 1 million songs from their Tremendous Efforts release on the Bloodshot record label. For the Sadies, some Continental Drifters from their 1994 debut with Get Over It. I actually saw the Continental Drifters many, many years back. In fact, I can tell you, I believe it was 1997. A little place called Wilbert's up in Cleveland. Steve Wynn was on that bill. And I started the entire set with some Spy Genius from the Blow Their Covers album, doing a cover of The Monkees' For Pete's Sake, song written by Peter Tork. Peter Tork, as I mentioned at the onset, would have celebrated a birthday recently, so wanted to play that as well. My name is Paul. This has been an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program. Don't forget, you can tune in for a live presentation of Viva La Mach each and every Friday night, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Well, this is Charlotte Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Fortson Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson
Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. And on repeat, Monday afternoons from noon to 2:30, rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way, and that's a promise. And we're going to have a great time tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by Attic Records, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 for all the music you need. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So I've got a lot of requests to get to, got some great requests via email over the week. If you want to get a request on tonight's show, give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. You can email me at WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com. And if you're on Instagram, you can follow me and direct message me at Eric Jackson Lurie. Tell me what you want to hear, and I'm going to do my best to play it on the radio. So it's such a beautiful day today. Everywhere I went, I had the windows down in the caddy. I was blasting music in the car. And now I get to be behind these turntables, behind this microphone, and leave it up to you to blast the music on the radio. Let's start it all off with a great tune from Steve Wynn here on WRCT. This is brand new from the godfather of British blues. This is John Mayall. Can't Take No More.
Me in my mind, I can't get along with the things you say and the faults you always find. It's time to tell you, baby. Yeah, it's time to close that door. We once had a good thing going on, but I just can't take no more. It seemed like a good time in my life. I was giving you all I had. Just the way the good things go wrong when the good times turn to bad. So it's time to tell you, baby. Yeah, it's time to say goodbye. Looking back at the good times, baby, that disappeared by and by. The life we lived and the nights you shared my bed. Here it's time to tell you, baby. Here it's time to close my door. Go find another guy, 'cause my love ain't there no more. I can't take it anymore.
That's the latest from John Mayall. That's the same John Mayall from John Mayall's Blues Breakers who broke Eric Clapton, Mick Taylor, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Ansley Dunbar. You can just go down the list. All the great, great legendary British musicians that got their start with John Mayall. 88 years old. Can you believe that? 88 years old and he is still touring. He was actually, I believe, at the Thunderbird in the past year. Of course, EJ, I'll miss that show. I don't even want to think about that. That was Can't Take No More with Marcus King on guitar from his latest album, The Sun Is Shining Down. Rock and roll is shining around for the next 2.5 hours here in Quartz in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Getting some great requests tonight. Get some great deep cuts coming up right away. So it only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411. That's 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your friends right here at WRCT. So I always talk every show about our website and all the information that you can find there, including the music that I play every show, whether it's the live show tonight on Thursdays or the repeat presentation Mondays or the super secret late night debut that the Mockster throws on after Viva La Mock at 1 a.m. on Friday mornings. You can see every song I play tonight or any of those show times by going to WRCT.org, click on our schedule, click on Courts in Session, and a little bit after the live show, I get those songs up. I get calls every now and then with, what was that sixth song you played after the Aerosmith 2 weeks ago? Well, if you made good notes and you missed what I said, you can go right to the website and you can find out what that sixth song was right on WRCT.org. A lot of great music, a lot of great info, a lot of good information about other DJs and their great shows they've got here. So let's get to a request. This is a request for Prism going back to the early 80s. And this is a song I've never played on the radio. Deep Cut. Bobby, this is going out to you and Green Tree. This is Dirty Mind. Yeah.
Patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
There he is, shooting across the air with a speed that must be beat. There he is, coming through the waves. He'll knock you off your feet. Eric Jackson Lurie is on the air. Style now, and after all this time, it gets.
a shore, a land without a king, a troop without a voice, one song left to sing, one song to sing. A wise man told me there's something you should know, the way you judge a man as you look into his soul, and you'll soon see everything. A voice from the past, right, give peace a chance, he paid our price, now he's free at last. And imagine, we call him a dreamer. How many times must good men die? How many tears will the children cry? Till we suffer no more sadness. Stop. Oh.
That's classic Molly Hatchet with Danny Joe Brown behind those lead vocals. Of course, Danny Joe Brown, the original great voice behind Hatchet, passed away in the early 90s. Rest in peace, Danny Joe Brown. You know, Molly Hatchet was actually in Irwin for a sold-out show at the Lamp Theater. I know that because I was there. Never miss Molly Hatchet. And I was talking with Bobby Ingram. He says that they've got a brand new studio album. It's in the can. And looking for that album to be released any week. Real excited. Of course, we'll get it here for you first before anybody right here on Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And before the Molly Hatchet, you heard Webb Wilder. Not a real familiar name here in the North, but in Nashville, he's their version of Donny Iris. That was It Gets in Your Blood. By the way, that Molly Hatchet was a request for Brian listening online at WRCT.org in Wexford. Before the Webb Wilder, the Hooters going out by request to Darlene, and she made a point to say East McKeesport. That, of course, was their great hit, All Your Zombies. And we open it up with a request for Prism going back to the early 80s with Dirty Mind. Really cool tune. I wasn't familiar with that song. So the American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia should stop driving. The guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, including crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in rain, and an impulsive personality. To learn more or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at AAN.com. That's AAN.com. So I said we got a bunch of requests to get to tonight. The phone lines are open. I am taking requests as I'm playing music. 412-268-9728 is the number. You can reach yours truly here at 412-268-WRCT. And don't be shy. If you're a new listener and you've been wanting to get something on the radio, well, you know what? Your wish is my command. Tell me what you want to hear, rock and roll, country, or soul. It is all fair game here in Courts in Session. Let's get back to the music here at WRCT 88.3 FM.
Don't stop. Yeah, girl. stop. Baby, don't stop.
You know, I remember a few years ago, some funny things used to happen to me. About 1956, 57. At that time, there was no blues scene or not really any kind of scene in London. And I used to go out and play my guitar in the streets and sing things. Passing the hat round. I remember one particular night, I was playing my guitar in a little alleyway just off of Wardour Street in Soho. And I got busted by the police. And this policeman came up and dragged me and my guitar and my hat full of pennies off to the police station. Anyway, the next day, I had to appear in Marlborough Street Police Court. And it was quite a day. Police officer giving his evidence. I was proceeding in a southerly direction, my lord, when I heard strange sounds coming from a Wardour Place, my lord. A sort of boogie-woogie music was being played. On further investigation, I saw the defendant standing there with a guitar and an old hat on the floor, collecting pennies. Well, I decided that he was contravening a breach of the peace there, as there was a traffic jam about 5 miles long down Wardour Street, wondering what all the fuss was about. So then I arrested the defendant. Just one moment, officer. What is this boogie-woogie music here we're talking about? Oh, well, my lord, said the officer, getting out his notebook, obviously been doing up his homework, is a kind of jazz rhythm music peculiar to the American Negro. Oh,
What was the defendant doing playing this kind of music there in Mordor Street? Anyway, I got off with a caution. A year's conditional discharge. But I'll always remember that policeman and his bougie-woogie. So don't try to lay no bougie-woogie on the king of rock and roll.
Hey, this is Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. You're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Turn up that radio.
Stop loving. There's a day that I Thank you.